The Holy Gospel appointed for the fourth Sunday in Lent is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 15th chapter, beginning with verse 1. Here Jesus tells us the parable of the prodigal son. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to Jesus, and the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. There was a man who had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me the share of property that is coming to me." And he divided his property between them. Not many days later, the younger son gathered all he had and took a journey into a far country. And there he squandered his property in reckless living. And when he had spent everything, a severe famine arose in that country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him into his fields to feed pigs. And he was longing to be fed with the pods that the pigs ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread? But I perish here with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired servants.' And he arose and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion and ran and embraced him and kissed him. And the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Bring quickly the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring the fattened calf and kill it and let us eat and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' And they began to celebrate. Now his older son was in the field, and as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said to him, 'Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fattened calf, because he has received him back safe and sound.' But he was angry and refused to go in. His father came out and entreated him. But he answered his father, 'Look, these many years I have served you, and I never disobeyed your command. Yet you never gave me a young goat that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came, who has devoured your property with prostitutes, you killed the fattened calf for him.' And he said to him, 'Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. It was fitting to celebrate and be glad, for this your brother was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found.'" This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again to love and forgive just like the Father did. Even though his son rebelled against him, demanded his share of the estate, left home and squandered all of his money and property, to be willing to love and forgive as the father did, saying, "For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. Therefore, send your Holy Spirit into our hearts and minds, that we may also love and forgive our own children and grandchildren when they rebel against us. Just as God the Father has also loved us and forgiven us when we disobey him and rebel against his will and his commandments. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words that I would like to share with you today is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, the gospel of St. Luke chapter 15, with special attention to verses 21 through 24. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, bring quickly the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring the fattened calf and kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to celebrate. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, have you ever been lost and then found again? What would you say right now? Think about it for just a moment. Yes, have you ever been lost and later on in life been found again? I'm sure all of us have, haven't we? Yes, we have. This is especially true after we left our parents' home, either to attend college, get married, or because we just didn't get along with them. As a matter of fact, I still remember when I left my parents' home in Brazil in 1969 at the age of 21 to attend Concordia Seminary in St. Louis, Missouri. Even though I loved and respected my parents, I didn't always get along with them, and I felt it was time to leave home and be on my own. As a matter of fact, at first I felt lost, not sure of myself, and whether or not I was going to make it away from my family and my friends in a totally different country. When I finally arrived in the United States, I felt very lonely and even afraid of what might happen to me. I was still trying to learn English as my third language and get used to the American way of life. Everything was so different. I didn't know anybody at the seminary. So I felt somewhat like the prodigal son after having left the comfort and security of my parents' home. And I'm sure that perhaps many of you here today may have gone through something similar after having left your parents' home. Either when you decided to go to college, move out of the house, get married, or because you also did not get along with your parents either. Does any of this sound familiar to you? I'm sure it does. It has happened to all of us. Well, that's precisely what happened to the prodigal son. He wasn't getting along with his father and his older brother either, even though he had everything he wanted and needed, a comfortable home, plenty of food to eat, and a very loving and caring father. It still wasn't good enough for him. He wanted out and live in the fast lane. He wanted to have his freedom and his independence from his father. Apparently, he was bored with his life at home, and so he decided it was time to leave and to be on his own. As a matter of fact, he was so determined about it that he demanded it from his father, saying, Father, give me my share of the property that is coming to me. In other words, Father, give me my share of the estate.
And how does the father respond to him? Instead of saying no to his son, the father willingly gives in to his demand and said yes. We read in our text for today, and he divided his property between them. Not only that, but many days later, the younger son gathered all he had and took a journey into a far country. And there he squandered his property in reckless living. But when he had spent everything, a severe famine arose in that country, and he began to be in need. Yes, he suddenly ran out of money as he squandered, wasted all the property in reckless living. And so did his so-called friends, as they abandoned him, and he began to feel the pressure all around him. No food, not even a place to sleep. Suddenly he was left alone by himself, and the only job he could find was to feed pigs, because no one was willing to help him. But it didn't take him very long to realize what a terrible mistake he had made. So he decided to go back to his father. Our text says, when he came to himself, or he came to his senses, he remembered how wonderful and how good it was living at home with his father and his older brother. He said to himself, how many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread to eat? But I perish here with hunger. Yes, how many of them have more than enough bread to eat while I am suffering away from home and hungry? So he finally decided to go back home again and ask his father to forgive him for what he had done to him and to his older brother. So he began the long journey back home to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion and ran and embraced him and kissed him. And not once, not even once, did his father complain or nag him, saying, son, I knew this was going to happen to you. Or I told you, but you would not listen to me. Or even for that matter, I don't want you back anymore. After what you have done to me and to your older brother. That's probably what we would have said. But not this father. The father runs out to him and embraces him. He doesn't walk. He runs to embrace his son and then kissed him, a sign of deep love. And how does the son respond to his father? He responds immediately saying, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired servants. There's no question about the fact that he was truly and sincerely sorry for what he had done to his father and his older brother. He wanted desperately to receive his father's forgiveness. But at the same time, he did not feel worthy to be called his son anymore. But the father felt quite differently about it. He was so happy to have his son back again that he told his servants immediately, bring quickly the best robe, put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring the calf and kill it. And let us eat and celebrate, for this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to celebrate. Yes, what a wonderful welcome and beautiful reunion. He was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. Isn't that precisely how we also feel about our own children and grandchildren? Think about it for just a moment. I hope so. Sometimes our own children and grandchildren have also rebelled against us and left home. And yet we continue to take them back, don't we? Just like the Father did for His Son. Yes, when our own children, our own grandchildren mess up in life, we also love them and we forgive them and take them back again, don't we? Yes, we do. I have done it many a times, and I'm sure you have done it also. We take them back again and accept them in spite of what they have done to us, and especially to themselves. We just don't throw them under the bus to fetch for themselves. No, we don't. And that's precisely how God the Father also feels about us. God the Father doesn't throw us under the bus, does He? No, He doesn't. In order to be condemned and without any hope of being saved again. Yes, even though we, you and I, have also rebelled against God and gone astray and been dead and lost in our own sins, even though we are not worthy to be called His children, His son and His daughter, God still loves us and forgives us no matter what we may have done in the past. God the Father loves us in the same way the Father did for His prodigal son. He also runs to us and He embraces us and loves us and He kisses us and says, I forgive you. Yes, God the Father touches us today with His love and His forgiveness. As we receive the true body and true blood of the Lord Jesus Christ in the Holy Sacrament, take, eat, this is my body. Take, drink, this is my blood shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Yes, we also celebrate today and we are glad because God the Father also loves us and He forgives us. But that was not true of His older brother, who was angry and unwilling to accept and forgive his younger brother. He wasn't happy to see him back again. Let's be honest about that this morning. He was very angry. As a matter of fact, he said to his father, look, these many years I have served you, and you never gave me a young goat that I might celebrate with my friends. And yet when this son of yours came back who has devoured your property with prostitutes, you killed a fattened calf. And what was the father's response to his older son? Son, you're always with me, and all that is mine is yours. It was fitting to celebrate and be glad, for this your brother was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through His Holy Spirit as we also come to our senses and confess our own sins after we have also rebelled and strayed away sometimes from our own family and sometimes even from God and His church. The sins we have committed against our own parents, our family, our friends, to repent and then receive God's unconditional love and forgiveness through His Son, Jesus Christ, as our Savior. Yes, may our prayer today be the words we sang in the hymn of the day. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. Calling for you and for me. Though we have sinned, He has mercy and pardon. Pardon for you and for me. Come home. Come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling. Calling, O sinner, come home. So as we come home today, Jesus loves us. He forgives us. And He takes us back again, no matter what we may have done in the past. He's a God of love and compassion, mercy and kindness. And as we kneel at the Lord's table today, He touches each and every one of us personally. And He says, I love you, I forgive you, go in peace. Yes, it was filling to celebrate and be glad, for this your brother was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. In Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.